Virginia's Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax says he plans to run for the highest office in the state. In an exclusive interview with WAMU's Daniela Cheslow, Fairfax touted his record in office and maintained that he's been unfairly accused of sexual assault.
When two women accused Justin Fairfax of sexual assault in February, political commentators said his career was obliterated. But he says he plans to run for office in 2021, and he says Virginians are behind him, especially voters in African American churches.
They want people who are helping us rise to our higher values. If you take some of these, smear tactics and campaigns into the black church, they'll be shut down immediately, because that's not what people want to see.
Fairfax, a lawyer, says he led the effort to diversify Virginia's judiciary even before he took office. He says as lieutenant governor, he broke a long tradition of honoring Confederate generals in Virginia's state Senate. But again and again, he comes back to the claims against him and repeats defenses he's made before. Here's how he describes one of his accusers.
Meredith Watson fabricated the story and told this brazenly false story.
Fairfax has sued CBS for airing an interview with Watson and another accuser in a $400 defamation suit. He was one of three leading Democrats whose careers were nearly toppled by scandal this year, including Governor Ralph Northam and Attorney General Mark Herring. All three kept their seats. For WAMU, I'm Daniela Cheslow.